Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips, strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about key signatures, why students hate them, and how to make them fall in love. Stop. Oh my gosh. That's painful to listen to, isn't it? And I know I'm making it extreme, but I don't think it's that extreme. I think we've all heard something like that, where a student just cannot stay in the key signature. So let's look at how we avoid this ever happening with our students. Something a lot of teachers will do that is not completely unhelpful, but maybe isn't the best way to go about this always, is to have the student circle every sharp in the piece. So they have a key signature, they figure out what the sharps are supposed to be or what the flats are supposed to be, and they go through and circle every one of those notes in the piece. This can be a good stopgap measure, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You're not committing a crime by letting a student mark something in a piece or even write in the sharps or flats. I prefer circling because it kind of maybe implies that we don't need to have accidentals on every note. We can play in a key signature, but I don't know, it's a subtle difference. So either way, this can help in the short term. And for some students, it will be enough. Like, they'll play a few pieces and you'll let them circle all the whatevers it is. And then the third piece, they'll be fine and they'll be able to play in key. I think that's the exception more than the rule in my experience, if we don't have more setup than that. So another way that focuses on that specific piece and just fixing those individual notes is a more fun strategy. This is maybe a step up from the circling, and another thing you can try is to have a student say a thing in a category every time they play that note. So for example, you say colors. So every time they play an F sharp, they're going to say a different color. Like, the first time they say purple and then they say blue, and as the sharps keep coming up, they run out of colors to say, and it's just making them focus on that note. This is a fun thing to do, and I think it can be a fun way to practice scales as well. I've heard this used as a strategy for scales, where students say a certain thing every time they play the fourth finger, if that's what we need to highlight in their memory of the fingering, or a certain key, or whatever it is. Fun, nothing wrong with it, as I've said, but not really getting at the real issue. The real way that you play in a key signature, if you find you're someone who successfully plays in a key signature, I know some teachers who still write in all the accidentals, and look, we do whatever works, right? But if you play in a certain key signature and you find it easy to adapt to different ones, it's not because you automatically in your head circle all the Fs and Cs to play in D major. It's not because you're thinking about the sharps. It's because you're thinking in that key. You know the scale in the key. You know the chord patterns. You're thinking in the key rather than thinking about individual notes and what they're called, and therefore whether they have a sharp or a flat on them. So the best way to get students thinking in a key is to start before every key signature piece, when they're in this stage of still getting used to key signatures, before every piece that has a key signature that isn't C or A minor, you're going to improvise in that key. A lot of teachers do this with scales. Like, they'll have the student play the D major scale before they play this piece, for example. But I think improvising is a lot more powerful. Both are useful, but if we improvise, we're actually thinking about that key on the piano, how it looks in terms of patterns of black and white keys, how it feels under our hands, how we navigate it. And so if we improvise first, we're already in the key. We're already there, and we're not mixing it up with another key. So this is a great thing to do before every piece, is to improvise with something from that piece. It could be a rhythm pattern they need to work on, a chord progression, whatever it is. But in this case, we're focusing on the key, getting them to improvise with it with us, like, so we can play a few chords. They can improvise in the key of D major. They will hear it if they play an F natural instead of an F sharp, you can even get them to do it on purpose. So say, at some point, I want you to play that F, even though you know it's not in this key. And we'll just listen to how that sounds and how that feels in that key. So I found improvising before we start a piece to be much more beneficial and more helpful than circling or marking all the notes, because it focuses holistically on that key rather than on the problem notes. My last two tips are not things you can do in that moment, just before you start a piece in a key signature. They're more long-term strategies. So the first one is intervallic reading. If your student is reading by intervals, by the patterns on the staff, and not too focused from the beginning on note names, they know the names of the notes by this stage probably, but that's not what they're thinking about when they read, then they're much more likely to be successful playing in key. Because E to F sharp is just this note, whatever, they don't care that it's called E at that moment. They're just thinking, I'm on this note, I'm stepping up in the scale, in the pattern I'm currently in, and therefore I'm on F sharp. It's about feeling it rather than analyzing too much and slowing yourself down by having to think about where are all the Fs in my piece. And the other long-term thing that is helpful is doing rote pieces, pre-reading pieces, improvisation, composing from the very start that is in different keys. We need students not to see the black keys as something scary and difficult. It's not that beginner music should always be in C major because that's easy. It's just easier to read for many students. But that doesn't mean that it's any harder to play in B major. It's actually easier, it's very comfortable. And yet, students can get this perceived idea that anything with sharps or flats is tricky. So the way we stop that happening is by having them play lots of pieces in different keys in different ways, even before they can read those key signatures. This is something we actually do in my method book, which is called Piano Paint Box. And in Piano Paint Box, I utilize different ways of getting students to play in different places with a mixture of white and black keys, a lot of black keys in the beginning, but then a good mixture because we're using keyboard maps to show them what notes they're actually playing. And therefore they're used to having a mix of white and black keys. It's not a scary thing to them. They also play lots of rote pieces, which are in various different keys, and get them used to navigating the piano properly, not only stuck to the white keys. Now it's over to you. I've given you 5 ideas, but there are loads more out there. So tell me your favorite way to teach and work on key signatures with your students.
One of the awesome benefits for Vibrant Music Teaching members is that they get an exclusive member magazine every month. This magazine brings together our blog articles in a way that is digestible and super actionable. If you want to become a member and get the magazine as well as all the other benefits, you can go to vmt.ninja to sign up.